The United States and Germany each faced an opponent that put up a strong fight in the first half of their quarterfinal game Saturday. England held the United States scoreless until the 48th minute. U.S. coach Greg Ryan says the goal by forward Abby Wambach turned the game for the Americans.
The first goal is always critical in a match, and you know, and I think it was difficult for England to get their game going again after that because they lost a little momentum. We kept pressing and going after them. So, you know, it's very, very difficult to play from one down. So, you know, it was great for us. We were able to put in one and then two others fairly quickly.
The other scores came from midfielder Shannon Box in the 57th minute and from U.S. captain Christine Lilly, who netted her score in the 60th minute. The goal was her first of the tournament after several missed opportunities in the first three games. And with tighter results in the first round, Lilly says her score gave the team a much-needed boost.
It felt good, and it felt good more so for this team. I mean, to win a decisive game 3-0 is really good for this group right now.
The U.S. women will next travel to Hangzhou to play either Brazil or Australia. Those two teams play later today in Tianjin. Defending champion Germany easily ended North Korea's run with a 3-0 victory in Wuhan. Despite the North Koreans dominating in possession time, Germany broke a scoreless deadlock near the end of the first half with a goal by midfielder Kirsten Girafrekis. The second half belonged to the Germans, with scores by Renata Linger and Annika Kron. Germany moves to Tianjin for a semi-final Wednesday against the winner of the Norway and China quarterfinal in Wuhan. At the Women's World Cup football tournament in China, Jim Stevenson, VOA Sports.